RunDNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to RunDNA.
Welcome to Hooked on Sport. This is South Australia's weekly sports wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define sport across South Australia. It's time for Hooked on Sport with two-time Bradman medalist Ben Hook and state golf representative Sophie Hilditch. In Hookie's Power Rankings, Ben reviews every state and national league team based in South Australia. Perform well and you're a chance to make the top 10. Hookie, what have you got this week?
Thanks, Wallace. I'm actually going to run with a top 11 this week because, as Sophie mentioned, with Jasmine Fijo leading Woodville into the NBL 1 Central Women's Grand Final, they're going to take on Sturt. I've just had to sneak them in because they're such an exciting team. Jasmine, as you referenced, Soph, but also Erin Phillips, the great one. As part of that team. In 10th position, they've dropped three spots from 7th Adelaide Hockey Club. They went down 2-0 to Northeast. A couple of my good mates, Cheryl and Cass and Holly Evans, in that Northeast team with a big win there. So Adelaide Hockey Club dropped down to 10th. Seacliff Men are in 9th. We're talking hockey once again. They had a really solid win 2-0 over Adelaide. Of course, Sophie, you referenced that one. Charlie Chappell's first ever game of Premier League for the Peas. In 8th position, Central District NBL 1 men's team is still there. They're going to play West Adelaide, which is an absolute turn up. West Adelaide knocked over Forestville, an absolute thriller last Saturday night. So it's the Lions versus the Bearcats in the men's NBL 1 Central Grand Final. Central District in 8th. West Adelaide Women's Soccer Club in 7th. They won 3-0. They're 11 points up. They're going to win that competition comfortably. Old Collegians Rugby Club are in 6th position. They hold that spot. It's hard to believe they can't go any further up. They beat Adelaide Uni, wait for it, 88-12. Wowee. Brighton Lacrosse Club, the women, they're in 5th position. They hold that spot. They had a big win over North Eagles. Hey, next week, allow me 2 minutes. I want to tell you the story of the North Eagles Lacrosse Club. They're a fascinating little story I'd love to share with you. Metro Stars, the men's soccer club, in 4th. They beat Croydon 4-0. They're 15 points clear of 2nd. That is an all-time domination in the NPL Men's Premier League soccer. Sturt, I've got in 3rd position. They're 17-0. They had a very, very comfortable win over the Eagles on the weekend. They've dropped from 2nd to 3rd. The Crows, winners over the Eagles. I talked it up. But they've dropped from 1st to 2nd because I could do nothing but move the Context Netball Club from 3rd to 1st after their 5-goal win over Garville, their 3rd straight premiership. They are the absolute queens of the netball court here in South Australia. They have been probably for 35, 40 years now, and they've done it again against their old rival. They go number one in Hookie's Power Rankings. Congratulations to the Context Netball Club, who will bow out of the rankings because their season is over at number one. Soph, what do you reckon?
Oh, I absolutely love it. Bit tough on Sturt and Crows with 2 comfy wins, but I mean, how could you go past the Contacts Netball Club? But I've got to blow the whistle here, Wallace. Top 11, are we allowing this rule change to happen?
Well, it's an interesting one. I mean, we might have to go to the committee after this, but it is Hookie's Power Rankings, and I think it was a top 10. But we'll see. We'll just get a yellow card out for this week, and we'll see how he goes next week.
When my co-host comes to me with Jasmine Fijo and everything she is doing, leading her team into a grand final with one of the all-time great individual performances, and Jasmine herself would say to me, it's all about the team. So I just had to put her team in the power ranking somewhere, and I just found an 11th spot for 1 week. Contacts will drop out. Everyone will shuffle up one. We'll all be happy.
All right, fair enough, but I think it's a yellow card.
One yellow card coming. Great show, guys. Excellent. Just really keen to know this weekend, Crows Collingwood, how are you feeling about the game on Saturday night at Adelaide Oval?
I'm feeling brilliant. I don't know about you, Hookie.
Oh, no, I'm a pessimist at heart, so I'm worried. I think they probably win only because Collingwood have really stunk it up the last few weeks. They look in a real funk at the moment. I'd love to see Adelaide win, and it's almost certain that if they win that, they're going to be the minor premier, and wouldn't that be pretty incredible for the town, two home finals here in Adelaide?
Yeah, absolutely incredible.
Enjoy your weekend, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
We've run through the finishing tape on another episode of Hooked on Sport. We appreciate you following us and leaving a review. This helps us reach more sports-minded people just like you. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to your company next week on Hooked on Sport.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd encourage you to take a listen to Beyond the Club. It's a project I've been working on with Flinders University. Now I co-host it with Professor Sam Elliott, and we break down all the latest research on how to maximise the experience of junior and club athletes. There's a range of resources, special guests, and cutting-edge info on how you can make your club a safer, happier place for your kids and their club mates. Beyond the Club, wherever you get your podcasts.